Well, good morning. Welcome to the people in the chat that joined today. And this is the Geyer Cook Report. Thank goodness you got to the right place. And why do I still have that highlighted? That's not very good. Have the ducks in a row, fella. Anyway, today on March the 24th, the Geyer Cook Report Friday wrap-up. You can get to the show notes that I'm going to show you right here if you go to thegeyercookreport.podbean.com. And there'll be a graphic over there. I'll show you the link in text and you can get there. And it talks basically, we've got the links there on the show notes for everything that's happened this week on the Geyer Cook Report. And let's get to talking about that. On Monday, we had some links to end the waiting for the steps that you need to have a kick-ass brand image for your company. So let's take a look at what that gives you. And Monday's show, there's 8 essential branding steps that we got from the Red website design.co.uk. We gotta say global. And they've given you some branding steps to follow and adhere to give yourself an edge. You know, in that dog-eat-dog world of the competition, it's a good thing to have a leg up on them, right? Anyway, so give that a go, and it's in the show notes, like I said, if you go to Monday. So let's get back to where we started this adventure. And on Tuesday, the SEO Tips Tuesday, it gives us a look at some Google Analytics, that a report that was done by Aaron Agius. I've been struggling with this name, A-G-I-U-S. And he wrote up data points that you can get to and look at. And the nice thing I liked about it is his post makes sense. Easy as cake to do. If you go there and follow his reference points of how to get to different links in your Google Analytics, job's done. It'll give you a very good start. Maybe you've got a search engine guy that you want to monitor and find out if he's giving you the statistics that you need to have. And those data points that he identifies are good ones to have and know. And so be sure to check that out. Wednesday, what's on our mind Wednesday? Now, I guess you'd say broke the mold on Wednesday. I have a car that's giving me fits. Not the one in the picture there in the snow. The snow picture was just, thank God that winter's over. And that's from a few years ago. Apologies for that if you thought it was right now. So one person thought it was right now, and I had to just calm them down and say, no, that's from yesteryear. On Wednesday, I reported that as of Tuesday, I got the car back from the mechanic I took it to here locally, and he said, there's 2 pages of computer alerts that the guy wrote down and gave me the pages, and everything from the tire pressure sensors were bad, which I knew, to all the other things, the tune-up and so forth that need to go to the dealer. Well, I couldn't really drive it dependably because it would conk out and quit. And so what do? My wife, thanks, Darlene, says, and some of you may know her as the queen of everything. That's kind of her nickname on the web when we talk about it. So she says, well, call Geico. We got roadside assistance. They'll tow it over there. Yeah, that's right. They will. So call them up. Job done. Waited about 45 minutes or so. Rode a city bus home. That was kind of an experience because I don't ride the bus regular. And so I went to the bus stop and waited. I think, God, what if the buses quit running? Because we don't have the best bus service. And finally, this little old lady came to catch the bus too. And that was kind of the comfort that I needed, to assure me that, oh, in fact, the bus is running, you'll get a ride. Thursday on B2B, we went to a social media marketing post by Sarah Quinn, and I'm just going to say this. She did a great job. She wrote a post about marketing an ebook, and so in the post she wrote down, does your ebook need more exposure? Want tips to promote your ebooks via social media, etc., etc.? So I just, in reading it, I said, you know, if I take the word ebook and replace it with the word business. I've got the link for B2B Thursday, because your business can use these tips and substitute the word business, your company, in for ebook, and bazinga, you've got it done. There's 6 ways to promote your ebook, your business, right? And so by painting with that bigger brush and kind of using this model for ebook promotion, for business promotion, we got the job done. We gave you some great tips there. And speaking of great tips, there's one down here that's a start here planning session guide. If you scroll down in the show notes, you'll see it. This gives you basically, how do I set this up? Why am I doing it? How often am I going to update it? The foundation that you need to have a good plan for your project, whether it's a landing page, whether it's a site redesign, give that Start Here Planning Session guide a look, won't you? And it helps make this segment of the show come together and work if you do that. And we appreciate you being here. So we've got a thing in there, the Geyer Cook Report questions. You go to that link, you pick 5 of those 27 questions, and then contact me. There's a link in the top of the page. It says Contact Guy. Imagine that. And there you have it. Thanks to the patrons. We appreciate each and every patron and the monetary compensation that they send to us. They give us some cash once a month. And if you go to the link that you can see there on the sidebar, be my patron on Podbean. And I think I've got it up in the top of the show notes. Yeah, be a patron of our podcast. It's there too. It goes to the same place, Podbean, to get you set up and doing that. Thanks to Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean, Fraser Ramsey, that started this whole process going with just a what-if kind of a question one Thursday. Little did he know I'd been planning this for like 6 months, and that was kind of like the key in the lock to get things going. Thanks to Eileen Smith. Welcome back from California. Your website, basicblogtips.com, has got basic blog tips for you. So give that a look. Thanks for the clue about Screencast-O-Matic. We'll record our show with every day. And, of course, Friends Just Chatting. That's a group. It's a Facebook group now. It used to be on Blab. Remember Blab? Well, it went away, but Facebook group for Friends Just Chatting didn't go away. And you'll see that image there in the images that I shared. If you're watching us on YouTube, thanks for sharing the time of your day with us. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening to us on the audio feeds that we have. If you're on iTunes and Spreaker and so forth, follow us on Pinterest, follow us on Reddit, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. And if you get down to the show notes where it says VitaMain Hosting, if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. That's so true. Test everything you do. I don't care what it is, how simple it is. You know it works. Test it. Make sure it's going to wave the flag when you run it up the pole. Join the channel on the Fire Talk, almost said Firebox, Fire Talk subscription link there. And so on that note, I'm going to say the 3 magic words. Thanks. We'll see you Monday. It's a wrap.